Well, Stephanie Cover is with me in studio today. It's always a pleasure to have Stephanie, and especially as we're kicking off the new year, talking about a topic of personal injury law that oftentimes is kind of taboo. First, I should mention that if you don't have Stephanie Cover's name and number, if you don't have it by now, well, all I can say is Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935. If it's easier, you go to kbrightradio.com/coverlaw, and you can do the whole thing online. You can kind of get the ball rolling, get your information in with Stephanie, even before you have an accident. And Stephanie, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
Thank you for having me, Roger.
The reason it's so important to have that stuff ready is because when you have an accident, and I speak from personal experience, you go into a state of shock. You didn't expect it to happen. They don't call it an on purpose. They call it an accident.
Right.
So you don't know what's coming. And then it happens and you need legal help and you don't always know where to go. So having a case load kind of set up already with Stephanie, that's one less thing to do. But I know one of the number one complaints that you probably hear, especially from Christians, is, but why should I hire an attorney? Because I'm not trying to sue anybody and I don't want to go to court. Now, I would respectfully disagree with that, but I want to give you first opportunity. See, the floor is now Stephanie. We'll give you first shot at this.
Well, first off, when you're involved in a motor vehicle collision and another person's responsible, it's their insurance company who are strangers to you will be evaluating your case.
And they don't care about you, by the way. I mean, we're not sounding dispassionate, but Stephanie used to work as an attorney for insurance companies, and I'm just saying this so you don't have to. The insurance company does not care about you.
Exactly.
They care about their shareholders, not about you.
It's a non-Christian organization.
Right, exactly.
It's the bottom line is a dollar.
Sure, exactly.
So when they work with you, they may be very nice, and some of them may truly be nice, but their job is to find holes in what you're saying in respect to the issue of liability and thinking how they can position you without you realizing it in their best interest.
So they'll ask you questions to try to see if they can find a weakness and then poke that hole to try to make your case look more flimsy, so therefore they don't have to pay as much.
Yes.
Because they don't care about you.
Yes, and I can give you a very quick example.
Yes.
I just thought of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pastor who I have a case with K-Bright, and he referred me a lady who was involved. She was a pedestrian and was hit by a vehicle.
Oh, no.
The insurance carrier I sent them a letter representation immediately, and the insurance carrier initially was trying to ignore my letters.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept sending letters to the lady disputing liability type questions.
Instead of dealing with you as her attorney.
Yes.
Interesting. So the insurance company knows you're the attorney, but
yes,
they send the letters to her instead of to you.
Yes.
Okay. Because they don't care about her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, I know the legal managers.
Because you used to work for these people. Yes.
Yes.
And with these people.
Yes. So I went ahead and I said, one, you don't contact my client because she's not feeling well and she's resting. And I sent a letter of representation so that I can handle all of the hardship things and her, and so she can focus on getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Second, why are you sending her questions on liability when this is obviously the fault of the person that you represent? And then I said, by the way, my name is Stephanie Cover, and I know these people, and I've worked for you for these many years, and what I'm saying is truth.
And what kind of response did you get?
We're offering you the policy limits.
Which is all anyone's asking for. Stephanie Cover's with me today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. She's the only personal injury attorney we've ever recommended and the only one we ever will. 877-214-4935. And we're talking about why it's important when you get involved in a personal injury case, whether it's a car accident, slip and fall, dog bite. I mean, there's all different types of things that you might not think requires this kind of legal muscle. The state system here in California is basically designed now to where if you don't have an attorney walking you through this, you're going to get run over either by an insurance company or by law enforcement. They just want the case done and off the books for the lowest amount of money out of their pocket. So if you want someone who's going to fight for it, Stephanie said, look, this, like you just said, the full policy limit, you get that auto insurance policy and it's got those limits on it, what they would pay up to. the difference between getting the full policy amount and not getting the full policy amount is a phone call to Stephanie Cover, because she could say, look, this is what your you sold them this policy that said you would pay this if this happened. We're just asking you to do what you said you would do.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, just tell the truth and honor your agreement. I mean,
yes, and because they knew who I was, they knew I was telling the truth.
Right, right.
And so
they're like, darn it. Why'd they have to hire her? You know, there's a big stigma a lot of Christians have about one of the most misread parts of Scripture. We forget the Old Testament. We forget that Moses was a judge and appointed judges, which meant people were coming to a court system going back into old Israel days.
Yes.
And so God is not saying, don't ever go to court. What he's saying in Scripture is, if you're a Christian and somebody else is a Christian and you have a dispute, don't take it to an ungodly judge. Figure it out. You know, do that. And that's good. But when it comes to personal injury attorney, Stephanie, I'm sure there are a lot of people who call you and say, well, yeah, I'd like to use you, but I don't want to sue anybody and I don't want to go to court. What is your response to that?
Well, the main reason you would use me and call me right away is to stay out of court.
Oh, say that again. Say that again.
To stay out of court and get a fair payment.
Mm-hmm. Stay out of court, get a fair payment. I like those too. So that's, I'm sold.
And what it is they, if they know you don't understand the system, for example, if someone asks me about repairs on my vehicle, I would not be the person who could challenge them or speak to them. I would have to have somebody who I knew who understand the mechanics of a vehicle to talk to them so they can understand what that person's saying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times on personal injury, people say, oh, I've seen these ads. It's really easy. I can just do it myself. And people don't realize that when you don't do it right in the beginning, you're causing problems because there's misunderstandings. And it is the most litigious area of civil litigation. And I believe the main reason is because people think they can do it by themselves, and they always create a mess unintentionally because they're trying their best, but they don't know the law.
You know, I was thinking as you were sharing this, Stephanie Cover, that when it comes to personal injury law, it's like auto mechanics. It's like auto body work.
Right.
It's like the type of thing where we think, okay, well, if I need to have some work done on my car, I'm going to hire a specialist.
Right.
And because maybe there was a time when my grandpa could change his own oil and take the spark plugs
not
out
now.
And stuff like that. Not with these engines, not today. And I would never, I mean, I think I've looked under the hood of my car twice in the past couple of years. Somebody else does it because it's way too sophisticated for me. The legal system, and you and I have talked a lot about this, during COVID especially, there were so many changes to personal injury law. It was like you had to go back to pass the bar all over again, basically. But it is that complicated. So you need an experienced guide. You need somebody who understands how the insurance companies work. That's two checks for Stephanie Cover because she used to work for the insurance companies. But then having the faith component and understanding what is biblical about the law, you know, understanding that God, you know, the law is God's idea. I mean, the law that we have
yes.
right now is to keep temporal, sinful people from killing each other. I mean, that's without Christ, I think that's what most people, we would turn into the Lord of the Flies around here without that.
Right. Like when Moses had crossed the Red Sea and the people start growing, the Lord asked him to be the judge, and he even talked about people who had personal injury.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, was it intentional or not intentional?
Yeah, those axe heads flying off and what happens when your ox scores another one. And I mean, those were personal injury cases.
Yes.
I mean, that's where they were.
And it's actually referred to in Exodus.
Yeah.
And the Lord is just looking. We all know he's the God of justice.
Amen. Amen.
And when people tell me I don't want to go to court and stuff, the whole idea is to avoid court, and the Lord does not want people to walk on you.
Right.
They want you to respect you as a Christian, that you respect the Lord by honoring your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And taking care of yourself.
Preach.
It's a way of honoring him and doing good for yourself, because he doesn't like to see us ill.
At all.
No.
No, he created us to be fruitful and
yes.
to be, the multiplication is not just get married and have kids. It's be whatever God has called you to do and equipped you to do, he wants you to do it.
Exactly.
And if your body is banged up and you can't do that, then this is his creation we're talking about.
Right.
You know, so if we were taking care of his creation And it's really insulting to God to just say, well, you deserve to have a broken leg or whatever, and not be able to have any way of repairing that.
Yeah, I mean, we're very concerned and we have very loud voices about creation and the person when we talk about children
right.
and babies, mm-hmm. but it's also the same thing for adults.
Yes, yes.
And we need to realize that it's the same God, it's the same law, and we need to honor him mm-hmm. by following what he says is correct.
So I'm not going to misconstrue this here, but this, please take this in the spirit in which it's, I'm sharing it, Stephanie Cover. You really are honoring God if you get in a personal injury accident by calling Stephanie, because this is not to say we're exalting Stephanie, but
no.
rather to say, I know, see, I knew, I've known
not
you well enough
all.
To know you'd say, don't say that. But
I'm a servant.
Absolutely. But that's the reason why you want to call, because I know from personal experience, you know, from a case that I was involved in, from another case that will hopefully be resolved soon involving one of my children, that and another case that did involve one of my kids that didn't go in his favor. But I mean, didn't go in his favor, but justice was served, you know, in Jake's case, you know, where he had an accident and there was a part he was responsible for, and you helped make that possible. So it was kind of an expensive lesson for him to learn, but at least he was getting good legal counsel, and we knew he wasn't getting ripped off, because that was the biggest concern I had, was it seemed like someone was coming after him and he was going to get ripped off, and the counsel you gave him was great.
Yeah, I am not exalting myself by any means, but what I'm saying is it really bothers me when I hear people who are injured and don't do anything about it.
Right.
You know, because I'm not saying I'll help you because I need and want business. It's because I listen to people, and if I feel like I can benefit them, I will. But many yes. times I tell people, I had like two yesterday, I basically gave them directions and I said, you need this money, you're really not that injured. You know, this is a suggestion for you to maybe follow in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to do that for people like that. They wanted to hire me, but I said, you don't need to.
Yeah, yeah. Just
you know.
Stay the course with what you're doing.
Yes.
And again, that's to your integrity that says, you know, there are a lot of, we see the ads, the big billboards and TV ads and whatever, and they're just chasing, we call them ambulance chasers for a reason. That's certainly not the case with Stephanie Cover, the way she practices personal injury law. 877-214-4935. Put it in your contacts, Stephanie with an F and Cover as in cover, or go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law and sign up that way too. Stephanie, happy new year. Welcome to 2024 and congratulations, because I know that you've got a big day in the Cover family coming up, but with the wedding of one of your sons.
And, yes.
And mother of the bride is beaming here, and I'm grateful that we spent some time here this close to wedding day. But thanks for being with us, and God's richest blessings to you and Jim for the new year.
Thank you, and thank you for your blessing on my children.